When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Today, we out here with a member of the legendary NBA Camp 3.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, you know, just left a meeting.
Yeah? Chilling. What kind of meetings you be doing out here?
Kind of labor meetings, you know.
Labor meetings? Shit. Not street meetings?
Yeah.
You're not doing like two SUVs pulled up next to each other at a gas station in the hood or something?
Yeah, I'm doing
that. You doing that too?
Probably three on three. Yeah.
That's fire. But you out here, you trying to live the corporate life in LA?
Yeah, for sure. I got to switch it up.
That's what's up. You know, so you just doing label meetings and stuff? Are they seeing the vision? Are they understanding what you might be able to be as a solo artist?
Yeah, I think now they gonna really understand how I'm coming. Like, I'm pretty sure everybody finna get the vision when I put it out. You know what I'm saying? So they gonna understand it.
That's crazy though, because you weren't serious about rapping for a long time, right?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. Not really.
But now does it sound like it feels like it makes more sense to you to be able to do this?
Yeah, I think probably 6 months ago, I really found myself in rap. Like, because at first I didn't want to do it because it was all about my brother. So, you know, I was really pushing him. But when he was like, man, you might as well come do it with me, I did it. And I was like, I wasn't serious. But then now when I took it serious, it was like, yeah, fucking with it.
Definitely. So you said you knew him since you were four?
Since when?
Because you guys are like brothers, and you were born around each other, yeah. So it's like you don't have any memories of knowing them.
No, it's like you know how both our dad is split up. You know what I'm saying? So we got the same moms. Like that. But he was at my grandma's house, and when we came back with our mom, we met. You know what I'm saying? You know how it goes.
So you guys were just always around each other, always together. Do you remember, like, at a certain point, sort of realizing how talented he was?
Always, from day one.
Really?
Like, I done watched everybody in the hood, like, spit in his face, tell him, fuck him. Like, no, we ain't gonna do this shit. Like, they was telling us really give up with the shit because we wasn't going nowhere. But I always believed in him. I always knew he was gonna be number one. Like, I knew what he was gonna do.
But so you guys were always just the local little kids who were trying to rap in the neighborhood or some shit?
Nah, it was like, YB started writing raps in a composition notebook. Like, he started from really, like, you know how people used to have the hook, the verse, like, write it down. Like, he started off from that. And once I seen him really grasping so early, it was like, yeah, I knew he was going to be there. So that's how it really was. He wasn't really no rap in the neighborhood because we was terrorizing the neighborhood.
Like, so you guys were bad as fuck at the same time.
For sure. We was doing a lot of dumb shit.
I've heard. I know a fucking like a reporter who had to like go out and write a story about Youngboy, and he was just telling me, he's like, man, there was so much shit I could not put in that article.
Man, behind the scenes.
I'm like, crazy. Thank God you're the kind of guy who didn't put it in the article.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But so, okay, you guys, like, what were y'all listening to that was motivating you to even be doing this in the first place?
Really, Lil Fat, like. Our main artist was Lil Fat.
Really?
Like, we grew up off him, and you know what I'm saying? We had Lil Boots, and I always liked Tupac, but YB, always was on Fat, like, you know what I'm saying? Really steady from
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so, okay, so he's starting to like show promise as a rapper and shit, but it wasn't like there was, you guys didn't have any support. You didn't have anybody that was around that knew anything about the music industry or nothing like that.
Nothing. We ain't had nothing but me. I just like I always was the one that always pushed him, like, cause he ain't really want rap at first, but then like once I really found out like he was gonna be that, like I pushed him even more harder. Mm. Like I was getting a thought, like I went back to like record companies was doing, like I was getting 1,000 CDs printed up, like Johnny Domino know, like, you know what I'm saying? Day one, like, man, I didn't got them 1,000 CDs and really passed them out, like, this the man of a minute, like, this, that, like, yeah.
So did you, because it's like, it's a big commitment to be pushing somebody's music so hard that you basically decide that you want to put your whole life into it, but you guys always had that kind of bond where it was just obvious to you that this was something y'all were going to try to do together?
Yeah, we always had that, like, I always had it with
them. Damn. That's crazy. So, okay, when did it feel like it started to like take hold though? That did it happen online or did it happen like in your area at first?
It really happened probably in our area first, like when they finally got the listening to what he was talking about. Cause our main thing was YouTube. Like we all, like from day one, we started off on YouTube.
Mm.
So it was always like, was crazy. We never think we was gonna take over YouTube how we did, but we started off on YouTube. This was crazy. But I can say like probably in our state where like we really started taking off when they started understanding like, oh, he really making noise.
Right. But I mean, do you think that YouTube was kind of the spot because you guys had crazy ass visuals going on? Because it's like, you know, we've seen it happen a million times that when you got a rap video full of a bunch of kids in the hood and they got straps on them and shit, YouTube just loves that. Like the kids just, they go crazy for that shit.
I think it was cause we was one of the number one people that first brought guns to the video out. Like we had so many straps where it was like, they knew what was on. Like,
yeah,
they knew what up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like we always had 100 straps. Like, our bitches got strapped, you know what I'm saying? Our bitches that got strapped, like, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like that out there, though, right?
It
ain't really that out of the ordinary. Like, in L.A., it's like people got guns, but they're low-key about it. In New York, people don't even really got guns that often. Yeah. Down south, that's just regular shit.
Yeah, down south is 4K Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't nobody say.
Mm. That's crazy. It's crazy, too, just to think that, like, still to this day, YouTube, young boy, he runs that shit. Like, yeah. He's like the biggest streaming artist on there all the time, which is like kind of unbelievable to think about just because, I mean, it, you know what it is too? It's like YouTube's free.
Mm.
So you get a lot of the young people, the people in the hood and shit who don't necessarily have money for a fucking iTunes subscription or whatever.
All right. And then another thing, like, young boy really called audibles. Like, he wouldn't even have to go to the label and be like, hey, let's drop this. Like, he gonna call the audible and drop this shit on YouTube and everybody gonna get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the fun thing about him. Like, you ain't gonna never know when he gonna pop out.
Yeah, that's the crazy shit too, because I've like talked to the people who signed him and shit, and they're just straight up like, we don't know when he's gonna do what he's gonna do, and we just gotta scramble to try to make sense of it after the fact, because he will just drop a song, he don't give a fuck.
For sure.
And that's the label don't want you doing that. The label wants you to be nice and organized and have a plan and shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, so what was it like when the wave kind of started to come together in terms of the NBA becoming a thing? And was it always NBA from the beginning?
Yeah, it was like, at first we had started a little thing called Weight Gang. Cause like, at first we was on some, at first his name was like KG, but then we got, like, that's where the Weight Gang come from. But it
what
was
did KG
like,
stand for?
Like, his initials. That's,
oh, okay.
That's his name.
Right.
But Weight Gang was one of the first things he had came up with. But then, like, when we was on the porch one day, shit, we was like, shit, we ain't trying to go broke no more. And then he was like, shit, I ain't trying to go broke neither, so we never broke again. Like, you know what I'm saying? From day one, that's where NBA started from, like, me and him sitting on that porch, like, really saying we wasn't trying to go broke no more, like, right. Ever.
Did that hurt your feelings when he had to change his name, technically?
Yeah, because we always thought we was gonna be able to keep it like how we started it, but nah, we can't play like that because it's so much we can get sued for.
Have you actually had issues with the NBA trying to sue y'all?
No, because the NBA really messed with us, so it's like we ain't had no problems. Good thing.
Right. But it's kind of like you could see how they would just have the power to fuck with, especially with like using the logo, shit like that. And it's like the bigger and bigger it gets, the more that they might just decide like, yo, we don't want you doing that anymore and shit.
Right. That'd be crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy. But then again, you know, Gucci doing a Gucci campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go up doing his thing.
But Youngboy probably got songs on the NBA games and shit, right?
Mm-hmm. 2K. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's crazy. So, okay, when did like it start to really like? Do you remember when like the label started calling and things started? He started to really get to the point where he became like a real rapper and shit. Like, when did that start to take place?
Like, that took place probably when he thought about 30 Baby. Like when he thought about 30 Baby, and he came out with the official song. It was like that's what set all the labels off. And was like, oh, yeah, we gotta go get him. Like, I don't know what that record did. I don't know. Because it was, to us, it really wasn't about nothing. Like, it was just regular. But to everybody else, they blew it up. Like, yeah. Like, we didn't even think that record would go that big. Like,
right.
Yeah, it was really out the 30 Day Baby, though. And then they was calling. Like, he got hat.
And you were, like, thinking, you were just graduating high school when all this shit starts happening?
Yeah.
Him, too? Did he graduate high school?
Mm-mm, no. He was, like, what it was, like, he went back and got his GED, though. So he got his diploma. But he just kept getting expelled, and me, too. So it was, like, it was hard. But, like, I don't know. I managed to really graduate because of my teachers. Like, my teachers loved me. Like, I had all F's my last week I was supposed to graduate. And I went back and did so much makeup work for all my teachers. They was like, we ain't gonna let you fail. And then I just graduated. But he was just, like, he had ended up going to jail. He had got expelled and shit. So that's what held him back from not graduating. Then he blew. So when he blew, like, before he even could graduate. So it was like, shit, he was like, fuck it. But wow. He went back and still got his diploma.
And then so you guys just started running around, going on tour and stuff, like, right out of high school, basically?
Yeah, right out, like, straight up.
How'd you transition into that? You've been basically, like, in the same neighborhood your whole life, but then all of a sudden you're in a different city all the time, making money, doing all this shit.
And the best thing I ever experienced was the road, because you with all your brothers, ain't nothing like having all your brothers with you on the road. Like, ain't nothing better than that.
How many deep are y'all? Because it's kind of like, at a certain point, you realize, like, damn, you can't be taking 20 homies with you everywhere you go and shit, even though at first you want to do that so bad, right?
In the main group is only six of us. Like, it's only a handful, like, five. Like, it's Big B, KD, YB, Ben, me, K, Baby Joe. Yeah.
So y'all were just sort of like on the road together and shit?
Yeah, like, yeah. Well,
that was the crew.
Yeah.
Were you all getting in trouble on the road, or did you manage to like keep it together pretty good?
Hey, man, we was getting in so much trouble on the road. We was getting in and out of crazy shit, but it was like a little light shit. Like, we'll whoop a nigga ass at this show, some shit, like, some crazy shit.
I mean, there's different laws in all these different cities and states and shit, too. That's, like, the biggest thing is that, like, I've been on tour and had people bring all kinds of shit that I'm like, bro, like, you can have that gun in your fucking state, but you definitely cannot have that here, you know?
Right.
So it's just crazy when you think about it. How's Baby Joe doing?
Oh, he good. He good. Baby Joe good.
Yeah. He's all right?
Yeah, he's straight.
So he just, do you know where he got hit or anything?
And like at the top of his ear.
Top of his ear?
Yeah.
So it's not that bad? It just scared the shit out of him?
Nah. He wasn't scared. He was just really fucked up. Like that it really happened. You know what I'm saying? He didn't think nothing happened.
That happened like back where y'all are from?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you're on the road and shit. Does it feel kind of weird that you're like not around when shit like that goes down?
It's crazy because I got a call just today by my other brother, some other shit happened. So it's like, man, it happened every day. Where we from is like every day. So it's not nothing you're not gonna get into.
Y'all got like a lot of haters and enemies where you're from?
Yeah, most definitely. Damn. A lot of people hate us.
That's crazy, just cause like with that level of success, there's just gotta be so much jealousy in like a small area like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. So do you feel like you don't even want to be spending your time at home because there's just too much bullshit that can go down out there?
Nah, I feel like I wouldn't want to mix myself in BS knowing I got a lot of business. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather handle my business first and let the bullshit take care of itself.
Right. I mean, out here in LA and shit, though, there's probably like a lot of opportunities for y'all to make money, and you don't really got to deal with no crazy shit unless you intentionally sort of mix yourself up and shit. Out here, if you want to get into problems with people, you kind of got to do it.
Right.
Which actually, Youngboy has actually kind of done a good job of, because he definitely was going around in people's hoods and acting kind of crazy, and people were talking about that shit.
Yeah, like, it's up with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can't even, give details on this story, but I was talking to Pump, and Pump told me he saw Youngboy at a gas station, and he just said that Youngboy did something that was kind of like over the top reaction. Like, you don't need to be tripping out at a Calabasas gas station just because you see a couple of hood dudes there. Like, he got hella overprotective. I'm not gonna say anything specific, but he's just I just hear about him. Like, he's the kind of dude that comes out to LA and tries to lay low, and it don't really work out that well, huh?
Yeah. You know YB, you know everybody love him for him. He gonna go, you know what I'm saying? He gonna do him.
But have you always been the dude who was kind of in the perspective of trying to keep this wild ass dude under control when you're on the road and shit? Like, you're trying to tell him you don't need to be doing this. Like, are you that guy? Because I feel like you're probably wilding out on your own, right?
No, I mean, that's my baby brother. I always look out for him. I always take care of him. But I don't ever expect him to do nothing bad, but he don't do it intentionally. It might be on accident, but I always talk to him and enforce that we shouldn't be doing a lot of things, and he listens. So it's like I always was that type of person. Right. I always was that.
Kind of like the voice of reason for when he gets a little hot-headed, you're there to help calm him down. Because he probably listen to you, and he ain't trying to listen to a lot of random people.
Yeah, he ain't gonna listen to nobody. If it ain't me, fuck him.
What's it like with him being on house arrest and you can't even he can't just be out here? You feel like you're kind of out here doing some of the shit that he can't be doing right now?
I mean, he really when I left just now, he was like, where you going? I'm because I can't see him, but it was only a couple minutes because I had to fly back out. But he was like, man, where you going? I'm like, I'm going back to LA. He like, man, that's a long flight. He's like, you sure you want to go back? I'm like, I know he won't come with me, but shit, I know he going to be back. So it's like, he gonna be right back out here, but he really do want to come. He ready to leave, I can tell you that, because he ain't want me to leave him.
But is he going crazy just being trapped in the house all the time?
Yeah, I ain't lying. He be mad because he can't do what he want to do.
Right.
He can run around the house all day, but he can't do what he want
to
do.
Because I seen a clip of fans showing up outside the crib and saying hi to him through the fence and shit. Mm-hmm. That shit was weird because it's I don't know. He just seemed very calm and that, and he didn't get pissed off about people showing up at the crib and shit.
Nah, he be chilling. He don't be on that.
But y'all deal with that all the time, people just showing up?
Yeah. I mean, we really interact with all our fans. It don't matter who it is. So it's we always show that genuine love. So it's not nobody. If he turn you down, you got to be a fucked up person. Or he just feels something bad about you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Man, somebody shows up in my crib, I'm going to wild the fuck out, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure, because they shouldn't be putting up your shit.
But it's different where you guys is from, too, because it's not like there's that many famous people living there. So it's I'm sure.
Yeah, it's really only us.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I got a couple more people.
Do you feel could you imagine y'all, all just posted up, get, a mansion in Calabasas out here and shit, and just be recording all the time, once the legal situations is over and stuff? Is that kind of the goal, or do you imagine yourselves spending all your time back home?
No, I'm pretty sure as soon as he get off, I'm pretty sure we're going back to Calabasas, because we mainly was in Calabasas, really.
Right.
But as soon as he get off, it's back to Calabasas. It's back to LA.
I knew shit was fucked up with his legal situation too, because he'd be going to Atlantic to record at 1 p.m.
Yeah.
And I'm I know you don't want to be recording at 1 p.m., but you probably got to be back at the crib by 8 or some shit.
Yeah, real time.
Damn. So, as his career has gotten bigger and bigger, how does your role change? Because, obviously there's more, there's people there that, are dealing with him getting paid at a show, or dealing with the contracts, or dealing with getting a book for shit. How has your role changed in terms of what you actually need to do as part of the operation?
My role changed, with me just finding out what I'm gonna do with my career, me advancing with what I want to do. That's what kind of aspect I took on it because, you know, everybody got to be their own man. So he done made it. That's why when he made it, he was like, man, you might as well do it too. So come up here with me. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm here with it. Like, I'm really now focused on me. So when I'm focused on my career now, it's like, you know, I got the full support from him because he already got it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that.
That's dope. What's up with Foolhardy? Is that your brand? Or
Yeah. This is a new urban brand I came out, you know.
I seen you flexing it on your story like crazy. You seem like very committed to it.
You know, I'm on that Foolhardy way because, look, you know how Ed Hardy was? I'm on that Foolhardy. I'm on that skateboard vibe. So, you know, like, yeah.
You skateboard?
No, but I like...
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's tight. I feel like they would, like, appreciate it, you know, because, like, the skate world, they had Lil Wayne doing the truck fit thing and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Skate world always fucks with the rappers.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I forgot to mention this. You know about the situation where YoungBoy is actually mad at me right now?
No, why?
Because basically, like, okay, I had this random girl. No, I had 6ix9ine's baby mama, Sarah Molina, on the podcast.
Yeah.
And she was saying something about him, like saying that he's crazy or some shit. And then he made like an Instagram clip video or some shit where he said, like, you know, Adam, if you keep having these hoes talking about me on the podcast or whatever, we're going to have issues or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And I think the judge used that to say that he violated his probation or some shit because he wasn't supposed to be on social media, and they acted like it was a threat. So then YoungBoy's lawyer calls me and is basically like, yo, like, are you down to, like, write this piece of paper or whatever saying that you don't believe that he was actually threatening you? I'm like, yeah, because, like, I don't think... Like, of course, I don't think YoungBoy's threatening me like that. He was probably just, like, mad because he just didn't like the shit they're saying. But I'm like, no, I don't think YoungBoy's going to pull up and beat me up or whatever. Like, that would honestly be a pretty good story if that happened. But, no. I told the lawyer, I'm like, yeah, I'm down. And then I just never really heard anything about it. But I think somebody said that he was, like, he felt like it was somehow my fault. Even though, really, I just talked to a girl and just brought his name up.
No, I'm pretty sure he know it wasn't your fault. But I'm pretty sure he... He don't like no bitch speaking on him. Like, it don't matter who it is. Like, don't no female shouldn't even speak on him because that's just how he feel. Like, if you was to tell him something, he'll tell you, like, man, shouldn't no bitch be speaking on me. You know what I'm saying? So.
And it's happened, like, 3 or 4 times, definitely, where we had a bunch of different girls who just wanted to bring his name up and shit. So I get how, because, like, from my perspective, it's like, I'm a podcaster. I'm just talking to people about shit. But then, like, as a man... Do I think it's kind of weird to be just, like, pillow talking with random bitches about dudes that I know? Hell yeah, that's weird as fuck. So I totally understand how he would, like, not appreciate it. But it's also weird because it's like, bro, I got to ask these hoes random-ass questions about the rappers they know, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. But ain't no disrespect to nobody. It's just, you know, I'm pretty sure YB don't care about that. I'm pretty sure she don't care about it. Ain't nothing no more, though.
How have, like... Because y'all were wilding out at one point, right? Like, I'm assuming y'all were doing plenty of drugs and going crazy at a certain point, right?
Yeah.
It seems like you guys have kind of chilled out a lot.
Yeah, we like, really just chill after the last time he went to jail because we was getting up too bad. We had a blast every day. Behind the scenes, crazy. That's why we should really have our own TV show, but... They ain't gonna get to us because we too
No, you get a TV show, you're definitely going to jail. Because there's gonna be way too much evidence on this shit. That's crazy. So what was your vice though? Were you off the lean for a while? That was your thing?
Yeah, I was really on that drunk bed at first for one time, but I really had to let it go because I was the drunk man.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
But like before you were popping or like?
Yeah. Like okay. Before, because I had the pints red. I only sip red and purple, but it was a difference because I had real act. I was the only one that really had act at one time. Like
really?
Yeah.
Damn. So, like, yeah, that should have ruined your life, though, huh? You were selling it, and then you just started sipping too much?
Yeah. It was just like I was really sipping it. Like, I was sipping hard.
Yeah. That shit, I mean... You know, so many rappers who start off doing it and they think it's all good, and then like 6 months later, it's just like destroying their life.
Yeah.
You got bad though, where you were doing like a lot every day?
Yeah, I got bad. Pouring up every day.
Because
it get addicted because it tastes so good. That shit tastes like.
I got friends. I've had friends who like were selling it, and then they just like met somebody who was trying to buy a lot of it, and then they just all of a sudden they were just drinking all the shit that the other person was buying and shit, and they went from like just selling it to being like fucked up, like needing to be on the couch for 2 weeks, like fucking getting off of that shit and stuff because it fucked their body up so bad. You have like the bad withdrawals when you got off and shit?
Yeah, like just that cold turkey, a motherfucker, like you just sweating, doing all type of like you fake going in and out with your bat on the cool, like you don't know what your bat is gonna do, like it's jumping back, doing this, doing that, I don't know.
Yeah. Better off to just be without it. You don't drink or nothing?
No, I don't drink at all.
Yeah, it feels like nobody in the rap game is all that enthusiastic. I mean, I'm sure people are, but there's like so many people that just say that they don't drink in the rap game. Whereas like, you're talking to like white people, they're all getting drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So how do you feel about Bad Baby getting her YoungBoy tattoo covered up?
I kind of thought she got it moved to the side on the cool. On the picture, I thought it looked like she got that on side, the tattoo, but she covered it up for real.
I don't know. That's what they're saying in the blogs and all that shit. I was just like, damn, what the fuck? Like, how are you going to get that tattoo and get it covered up and you're still that young?
I don't know. I know she loved Kid Cudi, though. I don't know. You know.
Yeah. Who do you think, how'd you enjoy that Bad Baby versus Wolf Vicky fight? You see that?
I ain't see it. I don't really get into that.
That's a little too deep.
Yeah, I don't really be on Instagram like that. I be really more business. Like, I be on my business, so I don't really be paying attention to Instagram like that.
Right. Not me, man. Academics, I seen him post that. I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I got to watch this shit. Y'all don't fuck with Wolf Vicky, though? You don't know anything about her?
No, I don't know nothing about her.
She's hard.
Yeah, I know one of my brothers talked to her one time or some shit. Damn.
Yeah. She's out here. We had her on the podcast, man. She was fucking wilding the fuck out. So what's your like everyday life like at this point in terms of just what kind of stuff you be getting into on the regular?
My everyday life, like trying to learn, get more knowledge. I'm trying to get more guidance and direction to where I need to go in my career. Like really just staying focused, staying motivated, staying to myself, staying true to myself. So it's like really just focus on me. Like that's my day-to-day right now because like I just switched it up to really focus on the career that I'm finna take. So it's like that.
What, did you feel like you were like putting too much time into bullshit, well, like partying and girls and all that kind of stuff, and now you're more serious?
Yeah, I feel like I was bullshitting too much, like really lagging. Mm. Like I was lagging hard. So it's like now the time.
Yeah, because it's like you do have like, you guys have created something so big out of the situation, and it's kind of like you could just act like shit is going to keep going for however many years, and maybe it will. But there's also a good chance that at some point you're going to be looking at like opportunities you have right now and be like, damn, why didn't I follow up on that? So anything we need to know about in terms of new shit you're dropping, videos, anything like that?
Yeah, I'm finna drop a video called Bow Whatever. It's a gangster song. I'm a warm up with that gangster shit right quick, and then I'm gonna switch it back up because, you know, I'm so versatile over here right now. It's like I'm trying to hit him with a left, right jab, uppercut, everything.
There it is.
But I got my first album, I won't call it Becoming, like, because I'm becoming who I am. And, you know, I want them to feel me. So it's like, I want my first album to be Becoming.
Okay.
Just dropped that Foolhardy brand. Everybody can go get that at foolhardybrand.com. You know, new urban world, and I got new capsules every month. So it's like, you know, we switching up every month.
Damn, that's what's up. Yeah, the merch is big deal these days.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what's up. So, shit, man. I appreciate you coming through the podcast. Anything else we need to know?
No, you know, we working. Just let them know we working over here. You know, be expected for the unexpected over here because, you know, we coming with it.
That's what's up. All right. 3-3, No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world.
You know what it is. 4K Chase.
Appreciate you, man. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com. Tell your local dispensary that you want the No Jumper Kush, too.
Yeah. No, it's at 38.
Skirt. Appreciate y'all.